Coltex Roofing Gutters.
Hey, Tyler. Sorry to bother you so quickly. It's
hey.
John.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Do you have a question?
No, I don't have this number saved.
Oh, it's on the voice over internet system. It's not my handset. I got you on the computer.
Okay, cool.
But this thing's coming up as like AVS mismatch. Did you change your billing information like this week or over the weekend for the car that you provided on the 10th?
Last four ending in 6250.
Let me go back and see. Yeah, the last four digits, it says it's a Visa 6250.
No, I haven't changed anything on it. It's Colorado.
Yeah, the 9655 West Colfax Avenue.
Well, that's not that car's address.
Oh, how weird.
That's my office address.
Huh.
Yeah.
How did we
go? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Y'all had my house address. I thought you already ran it. I did see that y'all ran it for the 2 or whatever.
Yeah, that was on the 10th. That was $299, and then there was a $250 for the LSA application.
Mm-hmm.
So that was on the 10th, or for Google Guarantee. It's called Local Service Ads, LSA. Shoot, okay. Yeah, so we need to change this billing address. What's the proper billing address for this card?
6860.
Okay.
Kilimanjaro. Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
Drive. And that's in Evergreen, Colorado. Mm. 80439. Yeah.
That's so weird. I don't understand how it cleared on the 10th without us having this billing address. That's very strange.
I have a question for you, too. Are you familiar with Yelp? Yelp do anything with Yelp?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I set everything up. I set
mm-hmm.
up this account.
Mm-hmm.
Posted pictures and all that stuff. I got everything set up. And so I get reviews. And mm-hmm. then I did a little test run with a different account and sent myself an inquiry about it. About
yeah.
the roof.
Yeah,
and,
tough,
yeah, Yelp is horrible. So, like, I responded to my own request, saying, hey,
mm-hmm.
here's how much would it cost. And then the past 2 days, I've been getting different roofing companies messaging me about the same job I inquired for Coltex. So, like, I went to Coltex's page. I saw
yeah.
Coltex's page.
So
I like the reviews. I like the word.
To, like, a bunch of people. You got to be leery of those things. Yeah. You know what's worse about Yelp, too? Like, we give that to our clients for free, by the way, if you would have asked. We could have set that up for you. It's no problem.
Yeah, I guess
but we don't. Yeah. Yeah, we got you. But obviously, you know, Yelp, what they do is they kind of blackmail people, for lack of better words. Like, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, the call's recorded. I'm not supposed to say it, but that's basically what they do. Like, they hold your positive reviews hostage. And you gotta pay. So like all your negative reviews that you accumulate, they'll post those, and then the good ones they kind of hold back and don't post them until you pay them for them. So it's like the people who have good reputation on Yelp are paying for it.
That's messed up, dude.
Yeah, instead of just organically earning it, you know, it's pretty
yeah.
twisted. Yeah, they've been doing it like that for years though, and I'm not a big fan of them, but I do use them, like, if I want pictures at a restaurant to kind of see what the food looks like or, like, to look inside
right.
of an airplane. They're good for that.
But
yeah.
Like, if you notice, like, restaurants, nobody has 5 stars on Yelp.
Yeah,
nobody.
Because they don't want to pay. I mean, you know, what they're asking them to pay is the cost of, like, 10 meals. You know, it's crazy. It's like I could just feed people and make money, or I could pay Yelp, like, just to have a positive reputation. Like, people will know it's good when they taste it, and then it'll decide
yeah.
to come back. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
All right, I'm not going to worry too much about Yelp.
Yeah, don't worry about that. It is an option for your local listing for Texas, though, so it's good to just have, like, those additional
yeah.
citations.
Yeah.
Like, I could throw it in.
I want
it
to
all
look professional. Yeah, so for Texas,
yeah.
I want it to all look professional. Same for Colorado, and then I need to get
yeah.
you guys hooked up with Facebook. I don't
yep.
know.
Yeah, if you already have an existing one, we're not going to duplicate it, but there's a guy, Kyle Wuhlenberg. It looks like he's already been tagged on your account, so he'll reach out to you regarding Facebook. He'll get access to the Facebook, and then we'll start doing the biweekly posting and running the ads through there.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so you're good to go. I got the transaction to clear for the Texas location, so we're going to start working on that now, and then everything's as is. I've adjusted the billing to be on the 15th moving forward. So you have the $299 for Colorado. That's the local listing plus Facebook ads, and then you have $149 for Texas. So the total that's going to process on February 15th, I'm going to have to call you, you said probably, or you're going to call in to switch the billing information.
Yeah, I'll do that.
The total that's set up there as of right now is $448 for the both locations and the Facebook ads.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And then you have my number. Okay, yeah, so you're good. So there's also a separate subscription terms. Make sure to sign that because that one is separate from your Colorado location. So this is strictly just for the Texas location.
Yes. Yeah, right. I'm just walking off and I'm trying to get all this shit sorted out, and then I'll probably.
I know I'm working on it too on this end because I gotta kind of like get the notes from the Colorado location and make sure it matches up with Texas. But I had to like submit that to get the verification going and get your paperwork before I start working on everything. So, got it squared away now.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna try to get some stuff done, and then I'll call you if I have any questions about what I need. To get everything closed up and buttoned up on my end.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I mean, we're here. We're going to walk you through the process. So if you run into, like, difficult questions, like the, for example, you have different insurance and license for Texas?
No, just one insurance.
One insurance.
Yeah.
Is license required?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, Texas is crazy. Florida's like that, too. They're kind of crazy with the license. They don't care. They're like, do it at your own risk. All right. Well, send in what you have, though, because there is also a Google verification form for the Texas location. I know that's annoying because you just submitted the one for Colorado, but if any of the paperwork differs, we want to make sure we have that on file, too. So I'm sending that over now.
Yeah, send everything to me. Give me some time. I'm going to get set up and try to get all this closed out today and tomorrow.
Okay, it's coming. I'll send it right now. All right, talk to you soon, Tyler. Bye.
Okay.